Now here's a completely different question. I am a gay man, and it is incredibly difficult to find good gay men. He goes on to think that that puts him in the category of Eddie Willers and Atlas Shrugged. And then he says, I find people that could be or could have been great, and I fall for their potential only to see that they hate their state. They don't want to realize it, or they don't know it exists. It frustrates me to the point of tears. And in effect, the question is, what can be done about this? First of all, this is not distinctively a gay question, because in both sexes, it's continually people ask, I want a person to love or have a sexual romantic relationship with. I've looked everywhere, I can't find it. Or I find someone who looks like they have the potential, but they are not what I'm looking for. This, by the way, has no relation to Eddie Willers. Eddie Willers' fate is not to be related to he's lonely, he can't find a lover or a friend. His fate is that he does not know how to live in a world that's falling apart. He's not a prime mover, and the prime movers have disappeared in the strike, and therefore he's lost. That is a completely different motivation. So the question comes down to, I want a certain kind of person in my life, and a 100% legitimate, almost indispensable question, and I can't find them. Well, in my years, I've had a little experience, by far the most successful way of doing it is computer dating. There are many different sites. And I think in some question period earlier, I gave some rules or tips, not that I know anything about it. I'm not a good recommender in how to make romantic connections. I haven't had that kind of experience. But people have given me what I have found are valuable tips. And I don't want to repeat all this. I'll give you just one, which I found actually worked. They said, don't expect that you will find anybody on the first or the second or the third date. And of course, you don't go out on dates at the beginning. You just have emails, and then you have telephones, and then you meet for coffee, etc. You know, each one that moves ahead to the next step. And the person told me that you will not meet the person that you want to see again until after 28 different dates. And I thought that was fantastic. And he claimed that that had been his experience and that until that time, you don't know exactly what you're looking for, exactly what puts you off. But at that point, you're completely ready and open. Now, I there's nothing mystical about 28, but the actual truth for what it means is I did find somebody I liked on the 29th date, although, you know, that could have been the power of suggestion. But I do think that you get a variety of people with all kinds of different traits, and you can learn to read the post that they put up. It's incomparably superior than the way we used to have to do it, was to go to a high school dance and dance with a few girls who were more or less pretty but didn't have much, and then the next time go to somebody's party. It was an agonizing, drawn out. Here, if you can read it, I think you have the best chance. I don't say it's easy, but that's what I would recommend, number one.